Exotic fish such as the sea lamprey devastated the Great Lakes fishing industry, while zebra mussels have clogged water pipes and cost millions of dollars to remove. That's why new technology is being developed to keep these biological threats from entering this freshwater ecosystem. Captain Ray Skelton with the Duluth Port Authority has been monitoring tests of a new ballast water screen for ships, which would filter out life as small as the thickness of a human hair. But Skelton says even that wouldn't stop viral threats attacking ocean waters, such as the so-called red tide eating away the Great Barrier Reef of Australia and other bacteria attacking southern coastal ports of the United States.
The viral bacterial is not really addressed by filtration. That's going to require some form of secondary treatment. What that is, we don't know.
Skelton says so far this new threat has not found its way to Great Lakes ports. Right now, ocean vessels are required to dump their ballast water before entering the Great Lakes system. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.